Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you wonderful people be? Wow, can you believe we're already in May? Woohoo! How does it get any better? Wow, and then if you were to go by the weather, of course, it's still cool, at least in my side of the country or the world. It's cool when normally it would be already hot and humid. But, you know, as they've said, expect the unexpected. Everything will change, and it's not going to be as in cycles anymore. So, and here we are. And how does it get any better? So, today's topic is addiction. What value is it serving to you? This came about because starting, I think it was last Friday, I had a friend of mine contact me because he was concerned that he wasn't moving forward in his life, and he was concerned about the addictions he had. And so we talked about it, and did some energy work for him, and then that was the end of it for me. But throughout the weekend, the theme of addiction kept coming up. And as you guys know, I usually start looking for signs as to what the theme for the show would be. And addiction turned out to be it wants to be talked about. There are a lot of people out there who are not unknowingly, they want to hide from the changes that are happening in the world. There are new energies coming aboard, and the energies are very harsh, and they just want to hide and not play possum or be an ostrich and hide their head in the sand and hope everything goes by them, and they don't have to change, they don't have to do anything to adjust to what's happening now, and that's what I'm getting. So, but when we do, when we start doing that, when we start ways to hide, we start looking at something that will hide us. That could be alcohol, that could be cigarettes, that could be drugs, that could be work. How many people do you know that all they do is work and work and work and work, and they do not get out of it and have a life, right? So work is also an addiction. It becomes an addiction. And then how many times have you also checked your phone to see if anybody left a message, to see if anybody left a voice note, to see if you got a text? Or how many times do you check Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that stuff? That although they are a different level of addiction, they're still addiction. I once had a client of mine. She said, after you did this work on me, I no longer feel the need. And she used the word need to check Facebook as often as I did before. Now I'm checking it like maybe twice a day, and that's it. But before, I used to be every 5 minutes, I used to be checking Facebook to see who posted what. I used to be addicted to gum. Yeah, the gum used to be something to chew. And I haven't had at least 5 years. I haven't chewed gum for at least 5 years. And I started chewing gum when I was really young. I must have been like maybe 4 years old. I was chewing bazookas. And, you know, bazookas make this wonderful, first of all, the smell is awesome. And then you just make this wonderful, wonderful bubbles. And then, of course, there was bubble gum. I don't know if they still make them anymore. But bubble gum, you would put one of those big bricks in your mouth, and, oh, my God, it was awesome. All colors, all flavors. But I was addicted to gum. I couldn't be without chewing gum. And then I just realized I didn't need it. And then what else are you addicted? But see, remember that we have talked about this before. But everything in your life, everything that you do, everything that's around you has a value. You created it for a reason. Now, what is the reason? That is what you have to ask yourself. What is the reason that you created whatever, let's stick to the topic for today, the addiction that you have? What is the reason that you created that? What is the value? Everything has a value. For addiction, it's what you really, truly should be doing, what you truly, really should be being. And you didn't think there was a reason to have to be addicted to something, huh? Addiction is to distract you. People use all types of and forms of addiction to get out from what they do not want to handle in their life. Remember we talked about the ostrich hiding, the possum hiding, so that they don't have to face the reality that they're in, that they created. They drink, they smoke, whatever form of smoke that might be, in order to hide from the reality of what they created. But if only they remember, they are the source of their reality. You have to learn that you are the creator. You can create a new reality. There's nothing set in stone that you cannot change. Everything is in your power to change. You have to be aware, number one, you have to be aware that you created it, and now decide to make a choice. What else are you looking for? What else will work for you? Now, if you're addicted to something, what is the value of it? You're not answering to me, number one. You're answering to you. And be honest with you. If you're going to be honest to anybody, just for this one time, be honest to you. What are you addicted to? Be angry. You have to show that they're in power. No, anger doesn't show that. Anger shows that you're out of power. You have to, as soon as you go somewhere, it becomes a costume for you to be a certain mood. Okay? Eventually it becomes an addiction, right? So what is the value that is serving you? Whatever it is that you have decided you need to distract you in your life. Are you willing to attack or now? Destroying your great grandpa. Wow, guys. And what we have done in society, unfortunately, we have made so that addiction is a taboo thing. If somebody's addicted to something, you don't talk about it. Because people think that only people are addicted to drugs and alcohol and stuff like that. No, addiction can be very mild too. Can be an addiction to email. I used to be addicted to email, and if I didn't check my email, I felt like I was disconnected from the mothership. To be honest, I touched with the mothership, and that I needed to touch base, otherwise I didn't know what was going on with everybody else. So it did become anything that you cannot live with, anything that you make significant in your life, you got to start checking it. Because then you make it more significant and more significant and more significant, and then you start paying all your attention to it, and it's running your life. It's a destruction. Anything addictive is the destruction of your life. You're creating it to distract you from creating your life and moving forward, whatever it is that you need to move to. Okay? So it's an interesting subject. And if addiction is not just for the weak people who are just looking to hide from the world, hide from themselves, really, because they don't want to face whatever it is that they have to face, something they have created, or someone they have created in their life, right? But there is fixed. There is something, it's not going to happen overnight, because a behavior modification, it's not overnight. behavior modification takes a while to have the muscle memory. It takes a while to exercise the want. So, and also, I know you can want it, but if you don't follow it with action, right, with modifications in your behavior, you're not going to accomplish it. And it's not that you're weak either. It's just that you, it's a training, it's a new training you have to go through. And if you, when you're doing something, ask yourself, what is the value this is serving me? Just a question. That will give you enough time for you to choose if you want to follow with this action or not. Action to set. What is the value that this is serving you? Because sex is great, right? But if you're addicted to sex, I know some people who are addicted to sex, and they just don't feel good about themselves afterwards because it's no longer a pleasure. It's now an addiction. It's something they must have. So what? Those type of things, you gotta ask yourself, what is the value of this to my life? And don't ask yourself why, because, you know, when, as you remember, as a kid, you will ask the question why, and the answer will come back because, and you gotta just kind of go round and round and round and round. But ask, what is the value of this? And that, do you really need it? And then wait a couple minutes and see what you get. You don't need anything, right? But it's a choice. Do you want it? If you want it, if you must have it, have it. If not, then you can hold off to it and put it away, walk away, take a walk in nature. If you still want it when you come back, okay. What's driving you to want it? If you know it's not good for you, smile. Most of us have some kind of addiction to something or other. Like I said, internet use, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn even, email. And then go for the big ones. I know that you can always ask for help. I am here. We can discuss. And there's other people out there also who assist people with addiction. But it's not about making you wrong. It's not about judging you, because you do that plenty. Because you have whatever you've declared as an addiction. You judge you. You judge you as weak, you judge you as not good enough, as not normal, as in having all this stuff that you got to prep with. No, it's about doing away with judgment of self and then just moving on with your life. But like I said before, it doesn't happen overnight. Train, retrain the behavior. Okay? So let's go ahead and start. For those of you who would like, I'm going to do a addiction activation to assist you with easing off whatever addictive behavior you might have. If you do have an addictive behavior, think about it, okay? And also choose to let it go. You can say, okay, I'm done with it. I would like assistance letting this go. Just think about that. And then see how you feel. Go ahead and ground yourself. Imagine a little from your feet, deep and wide. And pull energy from the earth. Up your roots, up your torso, out your crown. Keep pulling energy from the earth. Allow the energy pull to be smooth and even. And even. ahead and drop your barriers and allow the energies to come to you. You are a creator. Things come to you and do not go to them. Allow whatever judgment you might have of you to be changed into acceptance and unconditional love. So whatever you have ever said of you, judgment, just put it up on the surface. Imagine you taking words out of your body of judgment and put it on a tray so that the energies can alchemize them, can change them into beautiful, allow the energies to come in fully. Drop your barriers, no judgment here. No judgment whatsoever. And the energy to all your lifetime in other dimensions, in other times, past and future. Allow the you living in those times as well to benefit from it. The energies are here to help you. No judgment. You are safe. Allow the energy to get to your subconscious. That's where you're taking most of the decisions when it comes to addictive behaviors. You allow your subconscious to have free run of your emotions, your actions. Allow the energy of your life. It's now the time to be in control of your actions. Are you willing to make that choice? Go ahead and extend the energy to your lineage, siblings, parents, grandparents, children, future children. Be the change you want to see. You changing, they see the change, and they will also want it. Barriers. One more time, just drop the barriers, your space. Let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of addiction and plug into unconditional love. Addiction has a lot to do with self-judgment. Let's go ahead and unplug from judgment and plug into unconditional love. If you're not in love, fear, because that is one of the reasons why we adopt addictive behavior. Fear of the unknown, fear of what's coming up, fear of what we don't want to see, fear of what we would like but don't have. So let's go ahead and unplug from fear. There's nothing you cannot have, nothing that you cannot be, nothing that you cannot see, can do, and everything else. You can do everything, have everything. But fear is what stops us. Go ahead and unplug from fear. And allow the energy to come and to sweep all that away that just came out. All the fear, and be allow the fear to be transmuted. Alchemy of fear. And let's go ahead and plug into unconditional love. Good job. Get it, good job.
Very good. Give up all the judgment, said and unsaid. Just allow yourself to be unburdened with this judgment. And give it up. Give it up, put it on the tray. And then watch it disappear. Watch it disappear. And watch everything that's coming out of your body. This is this unconditional love, and for you, always love and acceptance. You come from love. You are love. Remember. Go ahead and ground the energy, so that you're not floating out there. Let's go ahead and ground. Pull the energy up from the earth, up your root, up your leg, up your torso, and now your crown. Ground. Pull the energy up, top, up. Allow the energy flow to be smooth and even. Smooth and even. When you're ready, rub your hands together, up your face, and open your eyes. Wow, how you be, wonderful beings. Wow, that was interesting. So lots of people I'm burdened with can no longer be. So my friends, whenever you're doing something, anything, it's always good to ask, what is the value of this? What is the value of what I'm doing? And how does that create my reality? We go on autopilot and we decide that's how we're going to do it. And then from that point forward, we just start on automatic. Don't even think about it anymore. The one thing about it is also we judge us so much. Judgment city here. And sometimes, you know, actually all the time, judgment of you, that it hurts you more than anything else, right? So it's time to stop the judgment. It's time to face what it is that you need to face, what you're trying to hide from. And there's nothing wrong with you. You're not weak. You're not a coward for not wanting to face whatever it is that you have to face for having an addiction. You're not weak. You're not a coward. But now that you know what it is, once you find out what's the value of it, now it's a choice. And what else is possible? So, my friends, thank you very much. It's been an honor and my pleasure to be with you tonight. Until next time, namaste.